Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Taproom.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I guess the show of the week is Sheltered by Alex Sobler, which opened at Jewish Repertory Theater of Western New York. A powerful theatrical experience.
And I loved your review. Folks, if you don't know, it's on Anthony's blog, theatertalkbuffalo.com. And it's not a spoiler, but man, it is just chock full of interesting tidbits. You will want to read that review, and I'm sure you'll want to go.
Well, thank you. It's a fine line. You need to tell a certain amount of the plot in order to explain the play. But it's a remarkable production, and it is disturbingly timely.
It sure is. For folks who want to get away from the lighthearted musicals, man, this is drama with a capital D.
Though it does start out, you think you are going to see a 1930s screwball comedy. It's a couple getting ready for a dinner party. They're partially dressed. It's a beautiful place. They're like Nick and Nora Charles. They're just
right.
Fashionable and delightful.
We're just missing the little dog.
Just missing the little dog. And there's someone cooking in the kitchen. She hasn't done a thing. They're just too posh. And this other couple's coming. And we suspect that they're not really wild about them. And then we realize they want something from them. And we don't quite know at first what that is.
And what they need is the 40th family to take in a Jewish child, which they plan to rescue from wartime Austria. It's a big ask, and it takes some heavy persuasion. But fortunately, the couple they're asking
is just a wonderful couple.
Well, no, they're not. They're a terrible couple. But she sees this as a way to get a little revenge on her husband. So sometimes the best things are done for the worst reasons.
But by Act Two, we are no longer in Providence, Rhode Island, in this fashionable home. We are in Nazi-occupied Vienna. It all takes a turn. It is wonderfully engaging. Rebecca Elkin as Evelyn Kirsch with Peter Horn as her husband, Leonard, the couple motivating this action.
And then when they get to Austria, we meet Hani, the mother of the five-year-old in question, and stunningly played by Gretchen Didio. And I often have a problem with local actors putting on foreign accents. She was marvelous. I completely believed she was an Austrian Frau worrying about her baby.
A dialect done by Gary Trendem, who I think of as a dancer choreographer, but there you are, multi-talented Gary. And the odious couple played with precise comic timing for the awful things that are happening. Just, I mean, awful. It's Adam Yellen and Maria Pedro. Could not be better, just perfection. And the play is very moving. And as we anticipated last week, questions of humanity and do good people just sit back and watch? What are our responsibilities to our fellow human beings? It's a very moving play by Alex Sobler. It's called Sheltered. It's up at the Jewish Community Center at the Jewish Repertory Theater in Gettysville.
Through March 1st, so time to get moving.
Well, you spent a little time with an old friend every few years. Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill makes a return.
It does, and this time it was an encore presentation with Alex MacArthur, wonderful young jazz singer, and at the piano, once again, George Caldwell, who played with Count Basie, and he is the first gentleman of jazz in Buffalo. I appreciated it. I'd seen it a couple years before at Musical Fair, but out in their little cabaret space. Here, it's at the Smith Theater in a beautiful setting that's just so realistic by Chris Cavanaugh. Alex MacArthur's costume was by Carrie Droz, and it was a stunner. Great set, great costumes, great singing, and I was going to say some fun songs by Billie Holiday, but she also does sing God Bless the Child and Strange Fruit, so it's not all laughs.
It goes to some dark places. I've seen it so many times. I saw Ernestine Jackson do it at Coconut Grove in Florida. Audra McDonald has done it. Years ago, Joyce Carolyn had a great run with it at the Franklin Street Theater, which is now the Buffalo Chop House, for the Theater of Youth. And Tom Martin playing the bartender, and people would go in and try to order a drink, and he just explained, no, this is the set. Joyce Carolyn had a great run with that several years ago, but well remembered. One of the most special, I know Lainey Robertson, who wrote it and went to see it down at George Street Playhouse in New Jersey, where Jack Kay Harry, she's now on Days of Our Lives or something, but she became famous for doing 227, where she was Sandra, and she was a wonderful Lady Day. I think people didn't recall Jacque came from the Broadway musical theater. But Alexandra MacArthur, wonderful jazz singer, and who cannot do better than George Caldwell. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.